It's hard. It's really hard. Because of how much we fought as a team, we go all the way down and tie it up. You know, certain things happen. You know, we get another shot at it. You know, certain things happen. You know, so football happened, that's for sure. It's just hard because we fought so hard. But adversity's not easy. You know, you just keep grinding away. And you find out what kind of person you are when you're going through times like this.
You this is a pretty hostile environment. Pretty calm.
Thanks.
You felt you got good protection?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. This is not, obviously, it's not an easy place to play, especially against a, however many Super Bowls they've won. They're a great team. And, they got a Hall of Fame quarterback. They got some Hall of Fame players on the defensive side of the ball. So we knew it was going to be a challenge, especially in this environment. But for the most part, as they've done all season, I think my O-line did a great job, and tight ends and backs included and protection, I think they did a great job. And it's hard. Again, I can't say without seeing the film, what calls to, we could have done better for myself. But I felt that, again, they did a great job. We put ourselves in a position to win in a tough place against a Super Bowl-type team, and that's how we view ourselves. Now we just gotta keep going. But, yeah.
The cameras, after your last play, the cameras caught you being emotional, saying, yelling something.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what that was about?
It's just the heat of the game. It was just frustration, just because we fought so hard. I just felt bad for my team. I just felt bad for my team. I can promise you it wasn't anything profanity or anything like that. I don't remember the last time I said a cuss word, so it wasn't that. I can promise you that. But it was just frustrated. I was just frustrated because I wanted to win. I just wanted to, come back in that locker room and see my teammates' smiles on their faces and just sit back and enjoy watching that. But now we got to wait another one to see if we can do that.
Coach, tough question, Derek. Do you think your guys should have caught that one?
It's hard again. It was tight coverage. I didn't see, exactly what happened. There was I think it was my lineman or someone in the way. But obviously I'm going to be hard on myself and say I should have made a better throw because I didn't see it happen. I didn't see the play, so I don't know. But you can always, all you can do is handle what you can control. And, maybe there's something I could have done better to help us win.
Coach Allen had talked about rising up in specific moments, and that would be one of them, I think. And then the other one, to an extended drive, you had a 3rd and 5 when Moore was right there, and you couldn't connect on that one either.
Yeah.
The ones that are just going to eat at you?
Well, yeah. Just from an execution standpoint, yes. The 3rd and 5, I forget, where it went, but I'm always going to think I can put the ball in his face, so, I'll get better in that sense. I didn't see the play, the last play, but of course it eats at me because we lost. And if we won, it still would eat at me, because I'm just trying to get better. I'm just trying to be a better player so the Raiders can win,
Coach talked about how much better the effort was today. Did you feel that overall, and did you sense a different attitude before this game?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind, and myself included. I learned a lot about myself in the past two games and the way I went into them. And, I knew that this was going to be as hostile of an environment as you can go into. So I took it upon myself as a personal challenge, to be more energetic, to be more not vocal, but just energetic, just try and get the guys ready to go. And I definitely felt that from everybody, though. I'm not saying, I'm just talking for myself because that's all I can speak for. I felt it from everybody, though. Everybody was that way. And, we put a, I guarantee we put a scare into them, late. That's for sure. No one expected that, but we did. That's what we expect out of ourselves. Now we just got to finish it. It doesn't matter if there was a holding call. It doesn't matter, what happens. It doesn't matter. We lost. We have to go back to work this week in London and fix what we need to fix. But if we come out with that same effort, we're going to be a good football team.
Did you see a what was your vantage point after when Fadden went in the end zone? Were you instantly, we got a shot?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you see the flag and you knew they were going to throw it, or did you?
I didn't see the flag. I saw him crease it. I saw our line block him up, and I saw him go in. Actually a yard before he went in, I turned around and jumped up celebrating. I was excited. We went down on the field. We did what we needed to do. So I didn't see the flag thrown. I didn't even, necessarily see what happened.
You didn't look at the Jumbotron and see the replay?
I didn't because in my head, they called it. That's what they're there to do. They're calling penalties. I'm never going to say right, wrong, and different. So in my head, I didn't even watch it because we had to run the next play.
Yeah.
That was my mindset to get everybody back in the huddle. Hey, it is what it is. We got to.
Would you have run a next play? Would you have gone for the win?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's Coach Allen's decision. That's Coach Allen's decision, but, I was ready to go.
Any more, guys? Good?
Thank you all. God bless. Thank you.